The long absence of live music during the pandemic was especially tough for up-and-coming musicians in smaller cities and towns. In many cases, small-town singers, songwriters, and instrumentalists rely on gigs and touring to earn their living, opportunities that dried up when things locked down. But as NPR's Kirk Sigler finds, one country rocker from the rural Northwest says the break in live music helped level the playing field. Here he is with this profile.
Margot Silker's songs bring listeners to the West's more forgotten places, like the 99 freeway through California farm country.
Well, I cross your mind down the 99. What do you think of me on your way back to Tehachapi?
A California native, Silker has since rambled up to eastern Oregon and Washington. Her husband's a ranch hand, and her first full-length record is full of tales about the Basque sheepherders who once immigrated to this corner of the West. The songs are a crowd favorite at live shows.
And being in a rural place, it's an opportunity to see how other people live and meet them where they are and offer this thing to them that they appreciate.
Well, during the pandemic, Silker did odd jobs around the ranch and played live for the cowboys and veterinarians. And she wrote a lot. Everyone was remote and virtual, and being where she was may have actually boosted her career.
So many people are out there concentrated in these big cities, and it shows in their writing. It becomes in itself homogenous. I've never felt like I could move to Nashville or LA, New York. Nothing about it would feed my art.
And she's still getting noticed. Seattle indie rocker Sarah Cahoon is helping produce her second LP, and this summer she scored a touring gig with Texas singer-songwriter Hayes Carl.
And I wish I was a preacher.
Silker is part of a small but growing trend of musicians coming out of the pandemic who are deciding to stay where they are.
The consumer at this point in time has anything available to them that they want. And if it's good, it's good. It doesn't matter if it's from Billings, Montana, or if it's from New York City. If it's good, people are going to listen to it.
Sean Lynch manages a rock club in Montana.
And this is exactly what I talk to my artists about, is if you are actually interested in touring and you're actually interested in going out doing that, you will never be able to do that if you live in Los Angeles or Nashville or New York, because you're going to be constantly working all the time just to pay your rent.
And touring is make or break right now for artists. On the road, Margot Silker has been thinking a lot about how her art can dispel stereotypes about rural life. Interviewed at a festival in Boise recently, she said, "You might not expect it, but there are lots of women in ranching."
I've been out at branding crews that have more women than, like, music festivals book. And it's
one,
like,
foot in both worlds, Silker is troubled seeing all the division in America right now, where really people just don't talk to one another.
There's a farmer we know steps into the tavern where the bright light sees the mine. The band gets an encore, the farmer a stiff pour, and we're all getting closer this time.
Margot Silker bridging the urban-rural divide through music. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.